I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, you ready, mate? Come on.
Come on.
Don't forget the ham.
All right, hang on.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh!
I am so sorry.
This is a fucking shambles.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
Three.
One. I'm already...
This is awful.
Hello.
Hi, Paddy. How are you doing, mate?
I'm well, thank
you. It's good to see you. Why are you here?
Well, I'm here to record a podcast.
Gosh, is this the podcast?
This is it.
Oh, I forgot to wear my special clothes. I don't have my hood.
Your pod clothes?
My pod hood.
Your pod hood?
My pod clothes.
You don't have any hoods.
Oh, I hate hoods.
Oh, you're awful with hoods. So, right, let's begin by me saying I set you a task last week.
Oh, God.
Basically, I asked you to have three stories prepared.
Oh, you did.
I would do the same, and one of each of our stories is false. But you have to tell all three, and then I have to guess which one's false. You have to guess which of mine is false, okay?
Okay, I vaguely remember this. Did you tell me?
I definitely...
Was I here?
I have it recorded. I genuinely have it recorded.
Oh.
So, okay. Do you want to kick off? Do you want to start?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
This is Laurie.
My stories have both got all of them have quite a kind of public transport slanted, you know, perspective, because I spend half my fucking life on the thing.
Okay. So if you've gone for that.
Yeah. You're okay. Right. Okay. Now, story number one. Imagine if you will, a small sleepy town. It's 9 o'clock. It's a commuting morning. Everyone's on the way to work.
Do you mean London?
No. Oh. A small town.
Oh, okay.
It's Abingdon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm there. Everyone else is there. It's a bus stop.
Right.
Generally, people commute from the bus stop to another bus stop. That's how it goes.
Absolutely.
Don't know if you've ever taken a bus, mate, but it's much like that.
Taken loads.
You're a bus addict. You take too many buses.
Just love them.
Straight into your veins. Oh, that's an X3 right down there.
Anyway, sorry, yeah. I'm interrupting prematurely.
You bastard. Right, so I'm there waiting for the bus. And there's a young lady, she's having a smoke, as you do before work. Have a smoke. And she's having a smoke. She's enjoying it a lot. And this bloke comes up who's much like, basically, a rounder and more irritating David Mitchell, with like a few decibels up kind of thing.
Okay.
Decibels, you know, hertz up.
Hertz.
So he's a bit whiny. He's like, oh, hello, honestly. Blah. Like, you know, give or take. That's a vague approximation. You know, true facts may differ. And so lady's having a smoke, and he, very, you know, passive aggressively in only the way a British man can, says, "Ah, some people who smoke at bus stops, I mean, really," and goes off on one. We're all kind of awkwardly shuffling around, and she moves a bit out of the bus stop to accommodate his anti-tar feelings.
Okay.
Bus comes.
Yeah.
One of his mates from work, I assume, who's quite an attractive young lady, pops up, and he's all like, "Oh, hello, darling. Hello. All right. How's your weekend?" You know, lots of, you know, he's flirting.
Okay.
He wants her. You know, that's why I'm extrapolating. You know, you keeping up so far?
I am keeping up.
So we get on the bus, and you know, everyone's on the bus, and then all of a sudden, this guy really pipes up really loudly. Silent bus. It's Abingdon. It's a Monday morning. No one gives a shit. And he's like, well, you know, I was really pissed off this morning to see there's a woman smoking in public. And we were all like, oh, yeah, so what happens? People smoke. Conversation went on. You're ready. I can feel rage building. And he keeps going on, you know, some people just shouldn't be allowed to be in public and smoking and stuff. This woman was sitting right behind this guy.
Oh.
I know. And he just kept going until the point when he's saying, you know, I just don't think people like that should be paid and, you know, should, you know, they're endangering the rest of our lives and, you know, smoking should be illegal. This woman stands bolt upright and screams in this guy's face, maybe you should fuck off.
Oh, wow.
And it was wonderful because the entire bus shut up and paid attention and it was brilliant. And then she, there was a good like 10 seconds of silence, slapped him. Just, it was brilliant because he didn't say, he just went.
And then hit him.
Wow. Marvellous. But then, the worst bit of the whole story is that they were both quite near the front of the bus. And then she went to wait by the front of the bus in order to get off at the next stop.
Right.
And she was next to him. And it was a good 5 minutes until the bus stopped. And she was standing about 3 feet away, and he kept trying to start a conversation with this girl and just didn't get anywhere.
Oh.
So the moral of the story is, don't be a prick.
Don't be a prick.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's that? That's quite a boring story.
Well, no, that's fine. Because it's very believable. I have to hear all three before I judge.
Okay, should I just go three in a row? Is it going to be boring?
Should we do one here? Let's do...
Okay, you do one of your fantastical, crazy drug
stories.
I
remember two of them have to be true. Okay, all right. So, I'm going to take you back to 1998.
Oh, God.
Okay, I am...
That was the year the Glastonbury Festival, Radiohead didn't play.
Ooh. Is that true?
That's a Steve Lamacq fact for you.
Steve Lamacq, in the morning.
In the shack.
Steve Lamacq's shack.
Why don't you come into the shack? I'll make you a cottage pie and we can listen to Elvis Presley's original pressing.
A couple of old vinyl recordings of Björk.
Oh, Björk, it reminds me of this time I was in Iceland and I saw Craig David, you know, the singer. Bathing with a dog, and the dog just shat in the sea, and it was really quite poetic. So it went on, of course, to form the basis of his next album, Shits in the Sea.
Unreleased.
Except for
Six Music. Here it is.
I got shit on the beach. That's it. End track. What did you do?
So it's 1998 or thereabouts.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just setting the scene. Right. I'm roughly a child.
Roughly, give or take.
I'm roughly a child.
Give or take a couple of pubes, you're a child.
Yeah. I mean, pubeless.
Pubeless. Wonderful.
My family went away on holiday. And I was sent to stay with some of their friends, who shall remain nameless. They're very, very wealthy people.
Oh, how wealthy?
Oh, so wealthy. You'll understand the wealth. Okay.
Do they have a swimming pool?
Yes.
Made of animals. Of all the exotic animals. It's got leopards for the sides and a blue whale for the bottom, which is quite spongy and nice. And then it's got turtles all the way around the edge.
They have a regular pool.
Oh, okay. It's not that rich then.
Well, no, that is still rich. If you've got a pool and you don't live in Arizona...
Not aligned with terrapins, mate. Carry on.
Anyway, so I was sent to stay with them. And... They're high society. Obviously, I didn't know this. Ooh, I mean, I was young.
Did you have to wear a hat?
No. I mean, they were real dicks.
Let's
get that out of the way. I mean, anyway. So my parents are away on holiday, and I get I'm staying with them. And one night they say, "Oh, we're going to a dinner party."
Yeah.
It's like an afternoon garden dinner party. And they said, well, you know, we're looking after you, so you can come. You know, we're bringing the kids, and you know there'll be other kids there, I think, and it'll be fun. Anyway, so we show up at Richard Branson's house.
Ah, Mr. Filthy Rich.
Mr. Filthy Rich. Yeah. He has some kind of lakeside house. Okay, so we show up at his house. I don't know who Richard Branson is. There's like a banquet set out. Okay,
now. At this banquet, do they have loads of animals?
Only the sort you'd find by a lake.
So what, like giant otters?
Yeah, like otters,
larks,
herring.
Herring? They're in the sea.
Herring? You can get lake herring.
No, you can't. The lesser spotted lake herring. is not a native to these shores, Paddy. You should know that.
A herring freshwater?
I think they're saltwater. I don't know.
You don't know anything.
If you're a herring, don't phone in.
Don't challenge me on herrings if you don't know the herring yourself.
Herring yourself.
That was the unsuccessful musical. So, what was I talking about? Herrings. Yeah, no, so there's this banquet set out, okay? Yeah. Richard Branson's house. Banquet. Sweet.
Okay.
Everyone has placeholders.
Oh.
Now, Richard Branson obviously hasn't been told that I am a child.
Oh, the little urchin's coming along.
That's the C.
Right.
That's the C. That's the C. I've got the C in my head.
Not again.
It's always both.
Stop it. So come back to shore. Swim.
So he's just assumed I'm an adult. So I'm on this banquet table.
Oh, wow.
Right. I've got my little, you know, Paddy Jervis placeholder. I'm sat. Okay.
This must be made up. Surely.
Check this out. I'm sat in between Annie Lennox and Ruby Wax.
Oh, that's a situation we'd all mind to be in, Paddy. 20 years ago!
Yeah, well, this was a while ago. I'm sat in between them. Okay, I don't have a fucking clue who they are. Really nice food, you know.
Wonderful.
But then, pudding arrives.
Oh, no.
Okay, tiramisu.
Oh, always a problem now, in the Branson household.
I now love coffee, but at the time, you know, as a child, I
not
didn't. Because, you know, it's kids don't
coffee.
It's bitter. It's horrid.
Bitter.
So I was struggling with my tiramisu, and I got quite upset. Because, you know...
Did you have a little cry?
I didn't cry. I think I harumphed. Because...
I don't even like tiramisu, you know, anyway.
I really didn't like the tiramisu.
Where's my jelly? I wanted jelly!
So, Annie Lennox turns to me.
Gives you a jelly.
No. And she says, oh, do you not like coffee? And I say, no. I really don't like coffee. I don't like tiramisu. This is really horrid. And she goes, I don't like tiramisu either. So I can empathise. You know, this is Annie Lennox.
Lennox.
I'm bonding with Lennox.
Eurythmics style.
And she says, I know that there's a newsagent in the village. Why don't we go there and I'll buy you pudding?
So you got groomed by Annie Lennox.
So I obviously took her up on this offer. Annie Lennox and me, we walk into the village.
This can't be.
We go into the newsagent and we buy a Kit Kat each. Annie pays, you know.
She's got the money.
I forgot my wallet.
More treat, Annie off.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was really embarrassing. Annie pays, and we sit on the street outside the newsagent, eating Kit Kats and talking about dogs. And I had a fucking great time. And I... And, you know, later we went back to the party. I mean, like,
obviously,
know, Annie Lennox and me have gone missing.
There is no party about Annie Lennox.
And, you know, Ruby Wax is all over the place. And,
oh, my God, where have you been?
And we get back and I didn't know who this was. And it was only years later that I was informed that it was Annie Lennox. And I've got, you know, I've got a picture of me and Annie.
And a Kit Kat.
So, yeah. That's my story. Annie Lennox bought me a Kit Kat.
It's one of those stories that's just so ridiculous. If you'd made that up, that requires a real imagination. I just don't think you've got.
Oh, thanks.
It's a joke. Okay.
Right, so...
Food for thought.
Over to you, bastard.
Kit Kats for pensivity. Okay, well, my stories are really, like, terrible in comparison to this.
Hit me.
Okay, so mine's... I mean, this is kind of, again, they're all quite mundane, my stories. I didn't leave a celebrity lifestyle.
This is Havelock's Tale,
too. When I was about 14, I was walking my old dog, Charlie. He's a big, stinky thing.
Who I remember.
He's lovely.
He was brilliant.
But he's very dead.
Yeah, well...
Bless him. And walking on the road, Charlie plods along as I was, you know, keeping up with him. And then this car out of nowhere, this is back in Cote, where, you know, the roads had no names and no sides and, you know, everyone was blind. So no one obviously could drive. And we were driving down this little back road when I was walking and this little car comes out of nowhere and just spoons me in the side, like with his ring mirror. Not particularly grievous.
His ring mirror?
Yeah, ring, you know, the mirror you put pop up your bum to see what's... No, the wing mirror! On its wings.
I'm sorry, I'll stop challenging.
And, this is really boring. Anyway, it like knocked me in the side and knocked me over. And the car just fucked off. Like, I couldn't give a shit. And I was, you know, quite a lot of little pain there.
You hurt?
Quite hurt. Internal bruising and whatnot. Later, it transpired. Anyway, I'm rolling around on the floor. And it's just so bad because I was going to have this as my big celebrity story and now it's just rubbish. Anyway, this Land Rover pops up. Seeing I'm kind of like sat on the side of the road in quite a sort of, my dog's fucked off. He couldn't give a shit. And the window rolls down and this kindly older gentleman comes out and goes, are you all right? Are you all right? Do you want a hand with anything? I was like, do you know what? I'm probably just going to go home, but I just got hit by a car. And the guy's like, well, who hit you? And I was like, oh, don't know. A little red car just up the road. What kind of car? And I was like, well, it was a little, you know, Renault Clio, I think, or something. You know, I can't remember what car it was. It wasn't that ingrained in. It wasn't like I had the number plate engraved into my buttocks after it hit me. And he was like, oh, okay, do you know what? You wait here. I think I know who did it. I'm going to go and, you know, I just need to go see someone. But what's your address? And I was like, this is getting very strange. And I kind of very begrudgingly gave him my address. And I thought, well, Mum and Dad would be there, so they can sort him out. My dad would beat him up if he dreams of any trouble. Anyway, you know, that happens. I walk home, still in a bit of pain. Mum's obviously really worried when I get back. Dog's still stinky and old. That's fine.
He made it back.
Oh, just okay, about. Good. Anyway, I was relaxing on the sofa, luxuriating in my injury. And there's a knock at the door. And I think, oh, who the fuck is this? And it's this guy. And he opens, and my dad opens the door and says, oh, hi. And this bloke, a very well-spoken man, is like, hello, yes. Look, I've bought my daughter because I believe they, you know, hurt your son on the road.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, God. He's like, yeah, I know she went out before me and I met your son on the road. I think he got hit by a car. I just come in to check he was all right and just say, you know, this is my daughter. She's here to apologise.
Oh.
At this point, I run to the door. I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, get this very gruelling apology from this very bashful-looking kind of 18-year-old.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, would you want to come in for a cup of tea? And I was like, well, no, I better not. I've actually got to get to London tonight. And he closed, and my dad's like, fair enough. Thanks so much. Appreciate the gesture. This is not Vertebrim. My dad probably just went, yeah, yeah, and closed the door in his face. Anyway, closed the door. He's gone. And my dad turns to me and goes, what were you doing? I was like, what? I just got hit by a car. You know, there's nothing, you know, particularly big about that. And my dad goes, that was Jeremy Clarkson. And I was like, who? Is that Jeremy Clarkson?
Of course it was Jeremy Clarkson.
And I like vaguely knew Top Gear, but not really. And I was like, oh, it's Jeremy Clarkson's daughter, ran me over.
What an arsehole.
Yeah, and my dad was really impressed, but it's
Jeremy
completely lost
Clarkson.
On me. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's, you know, you see, this is the odd thing. I believe that as well. So I'm hoping that your third one is shit. Like, otherwise, I'm
once
stumped.
Once I found a zebra and I took him to a magical sky castle where Richard Gere shoved him up his anus.
Do you try and say Richard Gere?
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere.
Gere.
Oh, Richard Gere.
Right, buddy. Lay another story on me.
All right. Okay. So can I top Clarkson? Okay. All right.
Can anyone top Clarkson?
All right. This is another one from my ute. That's ute.
Oh, I see.
Youth.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yes.
A hippity hopper. A gang banger.
When I was, I think I must have been about 6.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is going back even further. So I'm 6, and my family and myself, obviously, and my siblings. Yes. My family. That's kind of an umbrella term, isn't it? We went camping near the Brecon Beacons.
Lovely.
In Wonderful. Wales.
Lovely place.
And it was full lovely. Like, my dad is a big woodsman. Like, he loves all that kind of thing.
That makes it sound like he's got a big wood. Big woodsman, you know what I'm saying. Sorry, James, if you listen to this.
Don't speak ill of the dad.
Not speaking ill, it's a compliment.
Well, yeah, I mean, will he listen?
Will he listen?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, let's get off. Cocked stop. Okay. So
big cock jerk. Oh,
Jesus. Okay.
Sorry.
So I might have to do this all over again.
Run with it. Don't run with it.
Don't run with it. Leave someone.
Get someone's eye out.
Oh no. Forget everything that you just. Oh Jesus Christ. I'm 6. We go camping. Brecon Beacons. Fuck you. Yeah. So we set up the tent. Plural.
Bowie was there.
A couple of tents. What, we got like 3 tents.
Yeah.
I've got quite a big family.
Right,
and
to brag.
All right. And you know, it's, you know, it's lovely, and we cook our, you cook our dinner or whatever, and
what are you eating?
We have sausage.
Oh, okay, good details.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, and it's bloody lovely, and I love camping as well. I've grown less accustomed to it as the years go by, but but yeah. So anyway, we all go to sleep.
Yeah.
Now I keep waking up in the night because I think something's going on outside, and obviously as a paranoid child, that's what you think. You go, oh, there's ghosts, or there's, you know, there's a wolf, or there's whatever.
A megazord.
You know, I keep trying to wake my brother up, I keep trying to wake my sister up, and they're like, no, it's totally fine, that's kind of thing. Anyway, this is quite a short story.
Okay.
Anyway, so the night goes by.
And it was the Blair Witch.
In the morning, outside of, this sounds ridiculous, outside of our tents is a full Sainsbury's Weekly shop. Like,
that's what?
Like, I'd say £90 to £100 worth of food.
What was in there?
There was like fucking everything.
Veal,
like including toothpaste, like, yeah, like all your like mints and all this kind of thing. Shower gel, like eggs, and like all this, and a receipt for all of it. And it was bought that morning.
Right.
And it was just outside there, and. And Dad...
This wasn't a James prank. This wasn't a...
Well, if it was my dad making a joke, I still don't know.
Someone got our shopping in the night. Who could it be?
And everyone... And we were just... And to this day... Still no idea. I think most of the food we didn't eat because we were all quite scared.
What is laced with a... I don't know.
But there's no reason.
Imagine if you laced someone's weekly shop with LSD, right?
Right.
Popped it outside a campsite and then just waited. And watched them eat it.
And then filmed it.
God. YouTube gold, mate.
But yeah, like, there's no conceivable reason for that.
Before YouTube,
that would happen.
So yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, to this day, a mystery.
That's... Okay.
And there you go.
End story.
End of story.
Fan.
Over to... Fun. That's my
Your impression of a Frenchman.
Is that no? Is that a seal? Or is it a goose?
That's a goose.
Is that? They flap and.
You sound like a very overweight man eating spaghetti.
But enough about me. On to you. Story number three.
Okay, well, this is shit.
This is shit.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So I was on the tube literally last week.
Okay, another transport story.
I get the tube every day, Paddy. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
It's the centre of my life.
What the
I love the tube. It's just so tuboid. And there, I'm sitting on the tube. And I get on the tube at Whitechapel.
Whitechapel.
Jack the Ripper. And... I get out in the carriage, have a little sit, and I sit amongst this group of Spanish lads. Obviously here, visiting tourists, they're watching a YouTube video on their phone. It's on full volume. Everyone's slightly weary, but they're all like, you know, it's a kind of Sunday night. It's quite late on. Anyway, lo and behold, out of nowhere, a long-haired blonde gentleman appears, like Rumpelstiltskin summoned out of the ether, and sits right next to me. And I, you know, I mean, in London, any kind of sign of personal contact is forbidden on public transport. Mm. So this bloke comes next to me, wide smile, goes, that's me, like, smiling really widely.
Okay.
And I kind of go, all right, you know, the universal raised eyebrows, slightly quizzical smile of, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And he just goes, he brings his iPod out really slowly and just points to it, and it's on something. And I go, nice, well done. And he's like, I go, what the fuck am I trying to talk to, you know? So from there he goes he looks at me really pointedly, like wide eyes. I'm going, this guy, he's on something. Yeah. He's on a register, he's on several things. And then he points to the chap sitting down opposite us, the guy's having a good time watching Justin Bieber or whatever. And he goes, points to them, goes, oh. And I go, what? And then he goes and does the same move. He goes and sits right by one of them and gets his iPod out and goes, look at it. Doesn't say anything still. And just points at it and then plays something like 2 seconds of comes out. And then he just goes right into the face of one of them and just does the wanker sign really quickly. Goes, wanker, really quickly. And then runs down the carriage away.
But only because it's an overground train, right? Again, another sign of awkwardness on public transport. Just goes down like, you know, a carriage worth and then just stands there and stares at everyone. The Spanish guys are just like, ¿qué? They just, they're completely shell-shocked by the fact that this man would choose to express his dislike for them playing their music off of YouTube.
Yeah.
With such an incredible display.
That is just weird.
And for the rest of the journey, he swings on the bars like... and
was
the
he definitely like pissed or something?
I think he was just a bit strange and just obviously really annoyed. And that was it. And then he got off the train. And that was the end of the story. But I thought that was spectacular.
I like that. I think you've underestimated that story. I think that's quite good.
Okay.
Gets a bit muddled in the middle.
Why?
Well, no, because he's like when you're talking about I'm saying when you're talking about like someone mental,
it's really hard to explain.
Yeah, of course.
Without resorting to kind of, you know, tropes and, you know, slightly lazy stereotypes of things you shouldn't stereotype. You know, that's quite a serious point.
Well, they okay. All right. Do you want my
no?
Do you want my
bored. No? Go on. Lay it on me.
Piece de resistance. Is that what it is?
Yeah, sure.
Piece de
resistance.
What does that mean?
My resistance. I don't really know exactly. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like your final. Well, I know what it.
Final
countdown.
Final.
It'd be awful if it's just played on a little kazoo.
little MIDI penny whistle. Right. So here is my final tale.
Final tale.
Is it true? Is it false?
You decide. Are you afraid of the tale?
This is much more recent. Well, I say much more recent. I'm 17 at this point.
Okay, so a man.
A man.
A man of the world.
A man of
experience.
World. An adult man.
You have slain your first beast in combat. You've been anointed by the tribal elders. You're out in the wilderness with your battle axe.
The wilderness of Oxford.
Oxford.
So I'm I'm 17.
Yeah.
I am on my way to a gig.
A gig,
which I am playing at.
Oh.
The night was called... it was a really cool night. It was called DIY.
Ooh.
And it was held in, like, someone's house on the outskirts of Oxford, where basically you could just email them and say, I want to play some music. And they open their house to whoever wants to come. Don't charge anything. And they make a CD of everyone who's played. And then at the next one, they give out a CD of the last gig. It's really cool. Anyway, I was on my way to play one of them. Just to, like, you know, hammer my way through a few songs. I'm on my way. And to get there, you have to cross the river. Right.
A metaphorical river?
No.
Ferried by Charon?
No. No, you have to cross the river over Donington Bridge. Big bridge in Oxford. Now, Donington Bridge has these little staircases that come down the side of it so you can walk along the river.
As bridges do.
Now, I'm 5 minutes away from the venue. I'm walking over this bridge. And I know that I'm running a bit late. And
hold up, is there a troll?
No, I'm still ambling because I'm quite slow. And as I'm crossing the bridge, right out of the corner of my eye,
hello,
I notice on the riverbank a goose.
I love this story already.
I see a goose.
You spy a goose.
And I see this goose. No, that's the thing. Silent.
Silent goose.
I see this goose, and he definitely looked at me. Like he looks me. Right in the eyes.
He went.
And he sort of, and this is the thing, and I look back and I'm like, I can stop and look at this goose for a second.
I can enjoy this
So
goose.
I'm looking at this goose, and I swear, he looks me in the eyes, and then he beckons.
Sorry.
He beckons with his neck. He sort of...
Geese can't beckon. It's the one thing they can't do.
No, yeah, you ask this goose. Like, this goose beckons. Like, I swear to God, his neck goes, and it's like he's just saying, come on.
Come on. I've got an oak cake.
Take a chance.
A goosey chance.
A goosey chance on me. And I try to say, and I look at him, and he does it again. And I sort of think to myself, and I'm like, well, I've got to follow this goose.
I would never forgive myself if I didn't follow this goose.
Yeah, no.
What could have been?
Yeah, this is the thing. I'd look back on this moment and forever
regret
not following this goose. So... So
well, I mean, we always.
So I go back along the bridge and I go down the little staircase. And as I get onto the riverbank,
into Gooseland.
The goose looks at me and then he turns round and starts walking, like quite slow. He's a goose, right? And I just follow him
Okay, his little bums.
At a bit, yeah, he's waggling. I'm at a sort of healthy distance to be at from a goose. You know, you don't want to get too close.
Never get.
But
too
I didn't
close
want
to
get too far. I didn't
yeah,
want.
Yeah, he
to
wanted
be,
to know that
I
you were interested.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
was this guy ghost goose? Was it a prostitute?
No, it was
a
goose.
Was he carrying for business?
No, it was a goose.
Are you sure?
Goose. How many times?
Prosty goose.
Oh no. So I follow him. Anyway. I swear, he keeps looking over his little... Do they have shoulders?
his
little wing.
Back, okay.
Little back.
Or has he got his wing kind of cocked, coily going...
Yeah, he looks back at me every now and then. He's just, you know, he's just checking.
Yeah.
And so I follow him after a couple of minutes.
Well, I can imagine you're miles away from the gig now. You're in the back end of Oxfordshire. Having pursued a goose.
I'm following this river path away from the gig. I know I'm late, but... After a couple of minutes, another goose comes out of the brush, and he joins the goose, and they sort of have a silent. They look at each other, and they both look at me, and then they keep walking.
So they're going, "Who's this prick then?" Oh, I don't know. He just followed me.
No,
do you wanna...
these are geese, mate.
Yeah, but they can communicate unspokenly.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. They look at me, then they keep walking. Now, so like basically, I keep following them. Yeah. Another goose. Keep another goose.
No.
I'm not even joking.
Okay.
Right, so this is now about an hour, 10 minutes later. I'm down near Charwell, the opposite end of the opposite end of Oxford, following a pack of about 35 geese.
A flotilla of geese.
A flotilla, an armada of geese. And they're just waddling. And I swear they keep looking at me. And I'm just, you know, and I'm mesmerised. And then they all just sit down. And
is that it?
No. What?
Is that all that happened? You just followed a bunch of geese.
We're down near Chilwell Boathouse.
They sat down.
And they sit down.
Right.
All the, you know, they're looking at each other, they're looking at me.
Well, obviously they're looking at you. You fucking followed them to their sit-down party.
And I sit...
You weren't invited.
And I sit down.
What?
No, and by this point, I've got missed calls on my phone. I've got people saying, oh, mate, where are you? Like, you were meant to be at the gig, like, you know...
An hour and a half ago. 3 weeks ago,
and
you
were
meant to be
at this gig. And I'm going, well, I'll explain later. And I sit down with them, and then one by one, they leave until there is one goose left.
Is it the same goose?
And I think it is.
Oh, okay. They all look quite similar, though, don't they?
And I swear, he looks at me, nods... And then walks back the way we came. And I followed him. I just followed him all the way back to Donington Bridge.
Yeah.
And then he just stopped. And I looked at him and we sort of said our goodbyes. I went back onto the bridge and went to the gig. I was too late to play. But I went to the gig.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure they were glad to see
I
you.
I told everyone
when you got there...
there
what did you say?
They're I
like,
told them
Paddy,
that story.
You were meant to be here 2 hours ago to play a gig. You're never playing this.
Gig's over.
I saw a goose, mate.
No, that's...
Followed a goose.
No, but in that situation, you follow the goose.
Follow... It's such a strong metaphor for all our lives.
Well, that's so.
Follow
there,
that goose,
so there
Paddy.
You go. And then I went to get... I told everyone that story. No one believed me.
I'm not surprised.
And...
Following geese.
And here we are.
I thought the goose was in here as well for a second. Looked around. Well, that's unbelievable.
So that's it.
That's the goose story.
That's...
That is quite a charming story, really.
I think it's lovely.
But I thought something would happen. It's a bit unfulfilled.
No, but that's the point.
Oh,
open-ended.
Mysterious nature.
Mystery.
Oh. Mm. I thought you'd have like a barn dance with the geese.
I'm not a fucking
end.
Dick.
I didn't bring my galoshes. Put it that way.
You ass.
Okay.
Right. So that's my final story. We've now done 3 stories each.
Great.
So
a
look,
wild journey.
Moment of truth.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, you ask me first. Which, like...
Oh, I've got to guess, haven't I?
No, well, I've got... Okay, I'm going to guess yours first because
okay,
you started.
Which of my stories do you think was made up?
Okay, give me the options.
Number one, the smoky lady on the train and the naughty man. Us on the bus, even. Number two, was it Jeremy Clarkson's daughter knocking me over? Or number three, was it the wanker man on the train?
I think it's number one that's made up.
Really?
I think that's made up.
Really?
Yeah.
You're wrong!
Am I?
Yeah, you're so wrong.
Oh, my God.
You're so wrong. You see, the thing is with me, Paddy, I live a very boring life.
But there were so many tenuous strands.
I know, because I can't really remember it. Oh, but I remember it happening. I mean, it all happened, the constituent parts. No. Clarkson's daughter never hit me with a fucking car.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jeremy Clarkson.
But you lived in a village. I don't know. I thought maybe it'd be the area that he lives in.
He lives up in. Chipping Norton.
And does he even have a daughter?
Probably not.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Probably not. He's probably sworn off children.
Yeah.
To make room for him being a massive cunt.
He is a total dick. Okay. Well, you Laurie,
I bamboozled you good and proper.
You fooled me.
Fair man.
Fool okay. me twice, fool on me. What is it?
pretty sure for all of them.
Fool me once.
No, madam, fool me once, fool on you. Fool me twice, fool on me. Fool me thrice, fool on your father. Fool me four times, fool on the moon. Fool me five times, gooseberry fool.
Oh, God.
Fool me six times Stop and I'm going to fucking kill you.
Right, well, you that's 1 point.
Yeah!
I wonder how long this game's going to be. Okay.
Too long.
Right, now, okay, you have the choice.
Okay, so...
You have the choice between Lennox bought me a Kit Kat, Mystery Sainsbury's...
Mystery Sainsbury's.
And the Goose Follower.
Oh, I really, really want it to be the Goose Following, because there's no way that actually happened. But at the same time, I love that story and I really want it to be true. So I'm going to go for the Mystery Shopper.
Mystery Shopper, Sainsbury's
Mystery
story number
Sainsbury's.
Two. You are correct.
Ah, yes! Because that is such a stupid story. Can I tell you?
I just came up with that outside.
I just like, you had to go for the most fantastical like bamboozling story and someone bought me a Mystery Sainsbury's.
I'm sorry, that was
wank.
And also
the fact that you could remember what was in it as well. That was, you know. And you were six as well. I mean... James wouldn't let that happen to you.
What, he wouldn't let skills. Shopping?
No. There's only room for authorised shopping here.
Well, very well done. You win.
I win.
The
I
Pod
win.
Shambles Challenge.
Hey!
And what do you win?
What do I win?
Wait, hang on. I've got you something.
Oh my God, does he actually?
I assumed you were going to... I actually have got you something.
I feel really bad. I must have assumed I'd win. Or at least I assumed that there was no prize.
I got you a timeout bar.
Ah, oh, timeout. Thank you, man.
That's okay.
That's really sweet.
Can I have half?
No.
Oh.
There we go.
Well, there we go. That's the end of that.
Join us next time on Pod
Jesus God.
When we'll be discussing salmon.
Listen up, everybody. The song is called Bum Monkey.
That's as far as I got.
So we all know the big thing that's happening soon, that I know that you're bloody excited about, is...
Christmas!
No!
It's the new season of Game of Thrones!
Oh! Oh, Bran.
Oh, Bran.
Come here.
All Bran.
Sit on my knee.
Sit on my knee.
Have a bowl of all Bran.
Winter is coming.
Winter's coming.
Winter is old.
Oh, winter's... Get your coat, Bran. It's winter.
Get your coat, Bran. Oh,
you're cold.
Oh, God, Bran. This has got wrong so quickly.
Are you looking forward to seeing Sean? Oh, of course.
No
spoilers.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. We've done it for like 20 seconds and we've already spoiled the
this
whole
wrong.
Thing.
No, I'm looking forward to hearing about John and how...
I'm in the snow and my name's John.
Everything's really hard for a bastard like me.
Bastard, everyone's a bastard in a bastard's eyes.
Everyone's a
bastard. Oh, I've got a cold cock.
Oh, but don't worry, I've got a friend who's a dwarf.
I think, Jon Snow, what you'll find is actually every dwarf is a bastard in his father's eyes.
Oh, man, I'm so excited.
It's going to be good. Who's your favourite throne?
My favourite throne.
Because it's a Game of Thrones. It's all about the thrones. Well, if you haven't seen it.
But it's for the Iron Throne.
Well, there's no, but there's like, it's all the thrones. They have a little fight. It's a Game of Thrones. And there's like, you know, there's a coconut shy and they all have to knock the coconuts off. And old Jimmy Woodthrone, he thinks he's got it. But Leslie Ironthrone, he's fucking good.
I'm thinking, like, I mean, I've read all the books, as of you.
As have I.
Part of me is thinking the series will just go on a wild tangent and it'll just turn out to be, like, all in Jon Snow's head.
That would be amazing.
Like, he's sat on the wall and the wall is actually, like, a foot and a half high.
Christopher Nolan comes in and goes, and all along,
Jon Snow was imagining.
And like, it's just Jon Snow, and he's like a shepherd. And he's, and he's like sat on this it's tiny wall. Not even in a particularly cold place. Like maybe in like Sunderland.
And so everything's a bit grim, but
and
it's all right.
He's so bored.
So, sorry, it takes a really, like, he's what, mentally disturbed? And he has to kind of conjure the world of Game of Thrones to survive.
He paints himself in such a sad picture of himself because he's a shepherd. He's a lone canon. You know, he's a renegade. Well, he's a shepherd. But like, and like, he's watching, like, but he doesn't keep sheep. Sheep is too easy. Anymore? I think there are still shepherds. Yeah, he's
okay.
one. Okay. And like, he doesn't keep sheep. He keeps like goats.
Just like really unruly, don't give a shit goats.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, instead of herding them, he just kind of keeps them in a field.
Yeah.
And he goes, come on goats, let's make a pyramid. And then,
and like, they're maybe technically not even his goats. Like, he's just he's that lonely.
Imprinted on. He's not even a shepherd. He works in Blockbusters.
Yeah, but he got fired long ago. Like, and he lives in like a tent and like in Sunderland
that he calls Castle Black.
Yeah, that's like,
I'm going back to Castle Black.
There are 18 other tents like this one.
But this one's mine.
But this one's mine. I will be the Lord Commander.
I will be the Watcher in the Dark.
Yeah.
I shall father no children. Well, of course you won't, Jon Snow. You're in a fucking field for the goats.
I am the goat in the night. The goat on the wall. The goat that guards
just
the realms
all
of men. It's
about goats.
And it's all it's like a game of goats. Or like
a game of a song of ice and fire
and goats. And like, he's given them
wonderful.
He's given them more personalities.
Oh,
and
no.
Like, this one's played by Ian Glenn, and he's the exiled knight because he gave
we should go, Khaleesi. The storm rides Khaleesi. Dragons, Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Your beautiful buttocks, Khaleesi.
I wish we could be an item in another world.
In another
Khaleesi.
World, Khaleesi, but I must go back to Downton Abbey.
There's three goats that like look slightly more menacing, and they're just dragons.
And, does he like put little cardboard wings on them?
Yeah, and he paints them.
No, Jogon, don't attack the village.
And there's, I don't know, maybe there's like, there's like a, what's a smaller, there's like a group of squirrels who ride the goats.
What, no?
And they're like, they're Khal Drogo and his riders.
Oh, I see.
And like, and he's like, yours will be the goat that mounts the world.
The goat that mounts this field.
And like, all these goats, and like, the reason there are so many plot twists and characters keep dying is because that's what happens when you look after goats.
You just forget which one's which, goes, and Eddard died. In the night, because I forgot him.
That's Littlefinger Goat because he's wily and he's so unhappy.
He controls all the money.
He's so unhappy. And like, there's one.
That is so upsetting.
It's like an alopecia goat that's Varys.
The spider
yes.
goat.
You should watch out in the night, Jon Snow.
And like, and
a
there's
tall
this like.
Goat can cast a very large. Goat shadow.
And there's one goat that like he wished loved him, and it's Sean Bean.
No, it's not Sean. Surely, what about, hang on, doesn't it get a bit weird when it gets like a greet and he's like,
oh,
you know,
oh,
nothing, Jon Snow.
No, and he's a maybe
the goat, because obviously he's sworn to celibacy among the goats. Because you can't fuck a goat when your job is to look after them. So like, he's wrestling with his inner turmoil, this goat giving him the eye, like, you know nothing, Jon Snow, come to my sleeping bag.
Oh, Jesus, no.
And the goat's like, and he ends up sleeping with the goat.
I don't think, on a lonely hillside. I don't think that's it. I think the wildlings are like the settlers in the nearby village who like live there. They live, you know, there's a Londis, and like, no, that's where the Blockbuster is. And like, they all live there, and occasionally, he's come up with this story because he doesn't want them to like encroach on his land.
Oh, so you're saying like a young lady comes back and it's just like
Ygritte is actually a woman.
And she's like, you know nothing, Jon Snow, you're playing with fucking goats. And he's like, I love you. And then that's
but
so
maybe
weird.
she falls in love with him, and she's maybe like, I don't know, like the local village councillor or something.
Yeah.
And she,
the local village council, this is very okay.
And like, but her like, her real like thing is like, and like she wants to get rid of the goats, but they fall in love. I don't know, but like, I don't know. And he's got all these goats, right?
Hang on, these goats.
And he's
just sitting on a stile,
yeah.
being like, oh. I shall defend Castle Black in the night.
Oh, the wall. Oh. And like, he's got this little pulley system that's like the elevator,
just to get over the stile,
just to get over,
just to get the goats
over. He's
got
a gammy leg.
And like, hang on, what about his ghost? Is ghost just like a small white cat? cat who follows him.
No, it can't be a cat because that a cat might love him.
Oh yeah,
it has to be something.
Is it just like a ball of wool? He's put googly eyes on. Ghost heal. And he just pulls a bit of string.
Yeah,
ghost is hunting again.
My brother took Grey Wind. And Grey Wind is just like a bundle of hay. And he's this is so bleak.
It's really upsetting.
But oh.
I wish I could have the goats and play a game with goats.
And and he's come up with what happens in the end?
What happens in the end when everyone dies? Because presumably at the end of Game of Thrones, everyone has to die.
Well, that seems to be what George R.R. Martin does.
So it's just going to be Jon Snow left as the king of Westeros. It's literally, oh my god, and there's just no goats left, and it's just him.
And Winterfell is a metaphor for he was raped. He was raised in Little Wapping.
Little Wapping.
And it's run
Winterfell.
And maybe Sean Bean once did a signing as Alec Trevelyan. when Goldeneye was released, he was at the local co-op.
Yeah.
And Sean Bean. Sean, yeah, that's right. Bean. And he's signing,
do you reckon when someone brought something to sign, they went, can you make this out to little Bobby? He went, not for Bobby. For England.
For England, James.
For England, James. He just signs it.
And so he always wanted Sean Bean as a father figure, and so he composed this entire story.
We should make it. Oh, my God. Oh, and the Viserys has gone with his sister to the east, and they're just over in, a corner of the field, and they won't come back. Come back! And no, they're finding their fortune.
And he's got a little whittled bit of wood that's his sword.
Long claw.
It's Valyrian steel.
I can cut anything.
It's Valyrian steel.
And he twats a goat with it, and the goat just kind of keels over out of sympathy.
Oh, God. What would the...
What if the twist was, at the end, that the goats were keeping him?
Oh, fuck.
And that he was dead all along?
Well, who would the White Walkers be?
Oh, shit. Maybe the sheep in the next field. Because he wouldn't know who the fuck they were. They're like us, but they're white and they're very scary.
And just through some weird twist of shit, he's a goat shepherd that doesn't know what a sheep is. He's got no... He only knows about goats.
That's the point. That's the selling point, right?
Fucking hell.
But he has an encyclopedia. That's brilliant.
We should make this.
Okay.
All right, let's play
it. If you'd like us to make this game, send a fiver in the post to Paddy and Laurie's Shitworks, Norwich, N1...
If you've got any suggestions for how
we can extend this awful shitstorm.
If you want this laboured metaphor to continue, please do email us
generously.
podshambles@gmail.com and give your 2 cent. You know.
Your 50 cent.
That's enough. Let's
get your 50.
Let's play a jingle.
Okay. Are you just gonna stare at me?
What's wrong with that chord? It's lovely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I worked something out on the guitar today.
Did you?
Yeah, I was dicking about, and then I realised
You love to dick about, don't you?
I realised I could do this. Check this out. This is uncanny.
Okay.
Need insurance? Job got you down? Run out of money? Need a loan? Or a card? Come to Moonpig. Here at Moonpig, we got all sorts of cards. We got big cards, little cards, cards. We got pigs, moons. We're also Funky Pigeon. We're the same company. We're basically exactly the same. We sell insurance, we sell dogs, we sell houses, we sell cats. So why don't you come down to funkypigeonmoonpig.org and buy yourself maybe some clothes. Get a new wife. I don't give a shit. Because here at Moonpig, we know that things can be a bit tough sometimes, you know. Life gets you down. Everything gets a bit rough on the road to success. And that's why we're here at Moonpig. We're here to turn that success into success, as opposed to, you know, just potential. So why not get in touch? You know, you send us some flowers, send us a picture of your wife. We'll see what we can do. Like, you know, send us some money. We'll send you a card. You can send that card on to your nan. You can send it to your grandfather. Or no, you might be dead. I don't want to bring that up. You know, I don't want to encroach on your fucking personal space. Because here at Moonpig, we're not like that. You know, we're just, I'm just an ordinary guy, you know? I run this company from my house. And, you know, basically people normally, they email, they say, hey, you know, it's a birthday coming up for my mate, you know, Dan. He's turning 42 this year. I want a card that says, Dan, you're 42, and,
Fuck off!
By the way, I crashed into your car. And we can do that. We can, any card, any place, any insurance, any time, anywhere. Because at Moonpig, we make life easy, you know? So you don't have to. We're just trying to make the world a better fucking place. Trying my best. Here at Moonpig. You know, it's lonely here. You know, everyone takes the fucking piss and... Sometimes I don't know if it's worth it. You know, do you know how much I paid for that advert? That advert was on 40 times a day on every channel in the UK. That cost me millions. The amount of debts I had to call in, the amount of people I am in trouble with. You know, just for trying to make the world a better place. You know, I want everyone to have cards. Flowers. Insurance. I'm just one guy trying to make a fucking difference. And you laugh at me.
It's pretty funny, mate.
No, it's not. It's bleak.
Well...
I'm an example of a bleak future.
Bleak house.
Hang on. But here at Moonpig, everything's going to be all right. You know, I'll be fine.
That's wonderful. I feel quite upset.
That went on a bit, didn't it?
I'm going to lie down, I think.
I just, you know, I realised... Well, basically, I realised it was in A.
So from there, the joke wrote itself,
basically. I thought I'd do that.
I really enjoyed that. That was very good.
It's quite touching, isn't it?
I don't quite know what to say.
That wasn't written.
Ad was not... You that may not have noticed. That was not at all
It took a dark turn. I learnt a couple of... Do you want to... I'll play the soundtrack to you saying something if you want.
Okay.
Try not to make it as bleak as
can
the
can you do
pick,
the sky please. Travel music?
Hi, we're Sky Travel.
We know
that sometimes getting on a plane can be tough. Sometimes you need a...
Paddy, not everything's tough.
Sometimes you need a personalised card just to help you onto that plane.
Oh, fuck.
But we don't just do cards, I'm sorry. Because here at Sky Travel, we make life that little bit easier.
It's such an infuriating chord sequence.
It's horrible, isn't it?
1-1-5-5-1-1.
Because here...
Can you do...
It works with any company. Give me a company. Name a company.
Okay. Findus Lasagna.
Oh, topical.
Political.
Here at Findus. We don't know the difference between a cow and a horse. And you know what? That's fine.
Because you don't either.
You don't either. We just want to make things easier. You know, cow, horse. Doesn't matter to us.
Of course.
To us, they're all just lasagna. And that's Findus. We're just one man trying to make a difference.
Findus is not just one man. There's no way one man could make all that lasagna.
I make lasagna
for hours
every day, and you just send it back saying it has horse in it.
Of course, it's got horse in it.
No, check. Also, look.
Okay.
What? Wix.
Oh,
it's got our name on it.
That's not how the Wix advert goes.
Wix is—it's just, you know, it's got our name on it.
It's brilliant.
It's got a name on it because here at Wix.
We love our name.
It's got our name on it. We love our name. We love our name.
We forget it from time to time, so we have to put
and
it in the
advert. You should too.
Oh.
Wix. Because everything's a bit shit, isn't it?
Well.
I'm so glad I brought the guitar. Join us next week when we will be singing popular
hits such as Jack the Carrot.
Jack the Carrot!
But make sure your parents aren't home.
He's sexy.
It's also a metaphor for doing things
to your teenage self. Oh, watch a carrot.
Teenage
touch
self.
Touch a carrot. Yeah, ooh, Jack the Carrot.
And we've got Why I Don't Burn the Onions Anymore.
Oh, who could forget? I don't burn the onions anymore since my wife left me.
Oh, God, we are bleak at writing music, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've got I Imagined There Was a Dream.
I imagined there was a dream,
but it was also a nightmare. Was it all in my head? We've got, you know,
oh, this is very...
how many eggs are there in your basket?
Oh!
Woo! How many eggs are there in your basket?
12!
How many eggs are there on the floor?
12!
How many eggs are there in the pantry?
Not 12!
That's not enough eggs for the dish I wanted to make.
It's tuna!
Oh. And, you know, what about... What was that old time classic?
Oh,
that classic.
That classic.
You remember?
Remember me in the lab.
Remember me in the...
Doing a pool.
Nah, it's crude.
That's what happens in the lab, mate.
Metaphorical lab.
Metaphorical pool in the lab.
Nah,
unloading your bowel.
This is just toilet humour.
That's what we're good at. Don't knock it.
Don't
knock
it. Till
it shit.
Don't knock it until you've wasted 11 minutes on it. So yeah, and now I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play you out.
Okay.
I've always wanted to play you out. Hang on, what would your play out music be?
It'd be
like
fucking brilliant.
Wow, folks, it's been a great show this evening, but I'm gonna have to leave you early. Bye bye. Ride in. Send a check. Send a shag. Send your mother. Send your father. Send all your family down to Pod Shambles Towers. Thank you, Betty.
I was playing guitar, sorry.
See you next time!
Is that an outro? I thought we were still going,
yeah,
but that was, you
it
know.
It shouldn't be an outro.
Shouldn't be an outro.
The outro should end with someone going, FUCK!
You just wanted to play guitar, didn't you?
It's the blues. I'm tired of the blues. I've been singing the blues. Underwater, been singing the blues. I've really ran out of things to say. I'm sorry. Please take me back to my wife. I don't want him. I don't want him.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I went off on a tangent because I was tired. Well, that's sort of it for... Stop it. That's that.
Sorry, I completely derailed it immediately.
That's sort of it for this week. It's now, you know, it's now late. I'm...
Oh, it's past my bedtime.
I am to bed.
I would put my nightcap on, get my Ovaltine, put on my sleeping overalls.
Sleeping overalls?
Yes, I'm going to put on my sleeping mask. I'm going to fetch my sleeping ferret, put him in his sleeping box. Read the sleeping times.
This could go on forever. If you've got anything that you'd like to say to us, or you'd like to stop it, or you'd like to ask, please email us at podshambles@gmail.com.
Or if you're a tweeter, do tweet us at podshambles.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's about. We'll be back really soon.
More shit. Selling
awful.
A big barrel of shit. Come here, premium shit.
No, I just want to say I'm really enjoying doing
it. It is premium shit.
I think this podcast can go places.
I think it's got legs. I think it's got like, how many legs?
At the moment, I don't know, about three and a bit.
One and a half. Like, it's a bit stumpy.
Yeah, but two of them aren't great. But do tell people and listen to it. Let us know if you like it. Let us know if you don't. That would be...
Please send us abuse. It's far funnier than...
Or nice things, because you know what? Like, at the end of the day, every cloud has a silver lining, and every rat has a tail.
Every dog has his day.
And every book is a book. that's my...
There you go.
That's my morality for this week.
Bye.
we were going to end then, but we just high fived and check this out. This is a really good high five. I want this to be recorded. No, check this out. Look. That is a good high five.
I've done better.
Oh, fuck off.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.